And the background music there of Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're at 11 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 11 degrees, overcast skies, a few flurries in the air right now. As our theme wraps up there, Musicians Come and Play by Larry Rezavi. Yes, indeed. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And, yes, it is our 408th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Tuba Dan, Dan Jarabic. How are you doing, Dan?
Good morning, Cy. Good morning to all of our Minnesota friends. Good morning, good morning.
Well, great. What's it like over there in Ripon, Wisconsin this morning?
Well, believe it or not, we're making second crop hay over here.
Okay.
I was listening to the Musicians Come and Play theme song, and I was listening and thinking, hey, that sounds like Musicians Come and Play. And it was Larry. Now, you said your temperature is, what did you say?
We've got 11 degrees right now.
Having a heat wave, we got 30 out right now.
Oh, really? So are you that much far south of us on the line?
Well, I don't know. It must be right on that border because they say possibly a high, if we're lucky, 34. But right now, around noon, 30 degrees. I just checked the satellite map for Ripon, and that's what it said currently, 30. So, yeah.
Okay.
At least one good thing is my neighbor won't come and borrow my lawnmower just yet.
For sure, for sure. Well, good. Well, it's been a little while since we had you on the show here, Dan, so we thought it was time to kind of catch up with you and see what's all happening over there on the other side of the world over there in Wisconsin. You guys got all the good polka music going on over there. How are things these days?
Well, you know, COVID, since the last time we spoke, has taken a bite out of a lot of events, especially for seniors. Unfortunately, dances where you... Well, at least when I played with Dick, if we had like a crowd of 300-400, that was classified as a small crowd.
Yeah.
And nowadays you're lucky to get that for a polka fest, even to get 150 people. And so, you know, with the COVID and Omicron and all these other things, and the population for dances in general, for, you know, the people that grew up with that, has taken a steady decline. But there are events that are well attended, don't get me wrong. The more of those are in the fall and late summer, outdoor venues, dance halls. I mean, we're not wearing the masks like they some of the larger communities push. You see country dances, people are not masking up, and it's just saying, we're getting our life back to some normalcy, and that's what's happening. Yeah. But that's how it is. Yeah. I don't play much during the winter months. I don't particularly care. I'll be 73 in another 2 weeks, and I pull that stone boat long enough. I go out when the weather is nice.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, back in the days, and I know a little bit of your history now because we've had you on a few times. I know that when you're referring to Dick, that's the Dick Rogers Band that you were a tuba player for. But I know that you didn't make your full-time living on music. You had another other occupation, mail carrier. You got all your fingers and all your toes and everything else yet, still intact?
Yeah, we got them pretty good here. Some of these colder, wintry weeks, I got to tell you, Si, I was glad I was off the mail route because you're out on a 90-mile route and you got the window open on your car. I was a country mail carrier.
Yep.
So you got that window open and you got very little heat with this all going out the window if you're driving around for 5 hours, you know, in that frigid air.
Uh-huh.
But I'm glad that is. But, you know, you're talking about careers and stuff, but a lot of people don't know this, you know, and maybe they never really gave it much second thought, and I don't know if you want to cover that ground today, but there were so many different band leaders, fantastic band leaders and sidemen that had other occupations. Right after World War II, musicians like the Six Fat and those guys, they made a living off of just playing.
Yeah.
But today, musicians, today they got to have, you know, other careers to substitute, subsidize their income, especially if they're married and got kids, or if they're even retired. You got to have some type of retirement coming in from another full-time job.
Absolutely. Yeah. For some reason,
well, I mean, I was a grade school teacher before when I was with Dick. I was a grade school teacher, and then I left that to go into radio part time and worked in the feed mill while I was at the post office part time and held on a couple of part time jobs for about 4 years. In my early to mid 20s, we had a young family and eventually went full time with the post office where I was there for 32 and a half years, mixing up everybody's mail every week.
Oh, yes.
It was good.
That's for sure. I thought you were a door-to-door type one, that you had to dodge those dogs, those Dobermans, and those all those mean dogs.
No, well, I tell you what, there's a funny story about this. This is a true story. I'm delivering mail out in the country, and there was this elderly lady, her husband had died many years prior. She lived by herself on a lonely stretcher, and she had a Doberman pincher, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they had a high embankment right alongside of the mailbox. So I have to stop by this mailbox. This Doberman pincher one day jumped from the embankment through the window, across my lap, and landed right behind the driver's steering wheel. Holy sugar, here it comes, folks. Thank goodness the lady was outside, and she says, oh, he won't bite if you don't make any sudden moves. I says, lady, I'm getting the hell out of this car.
Oh, my goodness.
Man. Yeah,
true story, huh?
Oh, man, yeah. I ate 5 years that day.
Oh. Who got out of the car first, you or the dog?
I was a half a mile down the road before he extricated the car.
Oh, goodness, Dan. Oh, awesome. Well, take us back a little bit. So you started playing the tuba, or did you start trumpet, or what started you in music?
Well, I got stuck on the tuba. I had eight brothers and sisters, and my parents wanted a family band, and I had three older guys, brothers, that all picked the more glamorous instruments, from clarinet to concertina to drums. And by the time I came along, my dad said, Danny, why don't you play the tuba? I figured, well, I did like heavy metal, so
yeah.
I got the sousaphone, and that's where I got started. And I thought, I'm going to get the heck off of this in a hurry. But, you know, it was kind of like a babe magnet back then. I mean, you know, girls figured if you can play the tuba, you got a good pucker.
Yeah.
And that's where I stayed.
All right. And so somewhere along the way, you hooked up with the Dick Rogers Band, huh?
Yeah, that was really a fluke, too. I mean, I from Kewaunee, Wisconsin, we had a lot of bands. I mean, you just about spit or throw a snowball. There was a band. There were so many back in those 50s and early 60s bands that had good bands, but because they were all farmers or worked, they didn't travel like Dick did. And so they pretty much held right in the county area. One day I got a call from Dick and he asked me to play. I didn't actually think it was him. I thought it was one of my college buddies pulling a prank on me. And I said, yeah, I'll play with you. He said, well, you called Merlin Polisky, the trumpet player that made those early recordings that sing with Dick Metco, and he says he'll pick you up because he lives just down the road from you. Well, I knew Merlin. So after I got off the phone, I told my mom, I said, that was Dick Rogers. She said, oh, what did he want? I said, he wants me to play with him tomorrow night because his other tuba player can't. Well, what did he tell you? He said, call Merlin. I said, I know, it's Dale, my buddy from college. She said, well, you better call Merlin and make sure that it's just a joke and that you don't leave somebody stranded. So I called Merlin. He said, no. He said, I told Dick to call you. So after that, it's history.
Oh, yes. Okay. And that had to have been quite a ride, huh? Playing with the Rogers Band there. You guys were TV artists back in those days.
At that time, they were on, 24, 27 different TV stations every Sunday in the Midwest.
Wow. Wow.
And the one comment that Dick told me, because he was a hell of a great mentor, he says, just remember, the public can make or break you.
Yep.
You be kind to the public. No, don't ever think you're too good for them, which I never did. I still don't. I mean, there's a heck of a lot better musicians than I out there then and even now. But, you know, the thing is, remain humble, keep your head down, and respect the public and talk to everybody who comes in up to you to appreciate what you do, because they are the ones who make or break you. And that was his philosophy, and it held true.
Boy,
it was very true.
That is so true. Yep. Good advice there. Some of our young people, younger generation, could sure take some of that advice, because some of them are pretty confident nowadays, and, you know, they don't have the track record like you do have to stand on. So it makes a difference.
I got the scars to prove it. You know, just I got a call early last week from Karen Kriege, who is the middle school band director in Oshkosh. I have been assistant band director there for the polka band called the Polka Dots. And I says to Karen, I said, how many kids, 7th and 8th graders, which is voluntary, I mean, they come in an hour earlier every Tuesday morning to practice polkas. And a lot of these kids have never played a polka or know what it is, you know.
Sure.
And I go in there and give them stories from the past, like I'm telling you, and the good and the highs and the lows and what to expect and music in general, you know, the public, you know, how to deal with the public, because these grade school kids never get to go out and play in front of people or dancing communities. And I go out and get them jobs. That's my job, plus direct them and talk to them about the technique and stuff. And the band director has been very supportive. I said, how many kids are we going to have in the Polka Dots this year? She says, about 42.
Really? Oh,
Not counting the alumni from the high school that coming back and play.
Oh.
And holy snikes, that's a lot of kids.
You bet. You bet. Well, that's great to see that, because that's what it's all about. Keep that youth involved. That's what we need. Boy, back in the days when I was growing up, Tony and Betty Wolf used to host a concertina display in St. Cloud the last Sunday in January. More times than not, they had a snowstorm for it, but boy, was that thing well attended. I mean, people would fight through the snowbanks, and, you know, you didn't have four-wheel drive trucks back in those days, and people would still come out for that. Man, that's how, you know, like you said, there was a band on every street corner. Well, that's why there was, because there was interest being generated, and now we've kind of lost that, I think.
Well, you know, kids got these iPod and all these phones and stuff like that, and they're getting away from actually talking to other people.
Yeah.
Even though they're sitting right alongside of them, they'll text them. I mean, I'm afraid that some of this younger generation, when they get older, they're going to have thumbs like gorillas, because all they do is text all day long.
That's,
you know, that's my thing. Talk to the person, for crying out loud. They're sitting right there.
That's, you know, for sure. Well, Dan, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Need to take a little break here and promote the St. Joe Meat Market. We'll come back to you after that. How's that?
God bless.
All right. So, greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, and it is the week before the big game. Yes, Sunday, February 13th is Super Bowl Sunday, a time when folks like to get together and enjoy some food, fun, and fellowship, some beverages, even if some aren't particularly interested in the big game. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market this week for great meal planning ideas. The St. Joe Meat Market always has a nice counter of beef, pork, and chicken for the full meal menus. For those that simply like to nibble and graze, the St. Joe Meat Market has homemade Swedish meatballs, the little cocktail wieners and sausages for serving in barbecue sauce, and the ever-popular meat and cheese trays. And don't forget the corn dogs, assorted varieties of burgers, patties, brats, and hot dogs from the St. Joe Meat Market. Always easy to prepare and serve for the big game, or any occasion for that matter. Your party or get-together is sure to be a success when you start with award-winning sausages and meats from the St. Joe Meat Market. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913. Like us on Facebook or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you, and may your team be the big winner. Dan, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here a few times before, you know how it works. We'll get you that meat package off to you and hope that you and Corky and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Thank you very much. And one little quick sidebar here for you, Si.
Okay.
Do you know what one hot dog said to the other hot dog after the 100-yard dash?
No.
I'm the wiener.
Oh, good one, Dan.
Okay.
Well, Dan, you know, and people have to notice that you're real comfortable on the radio. You've done some radio work over the years. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is my 51st year broadcasting.
Really?
I started in my late 20s. I took a year off. I'll be 73 in 2 weeks. My wife and I will be married 51 years next Saturday.
Okay. Congratulations.
Five of the happiest years. Thank you. Five of the happiest years of her life. And but all seriousness aside, what was the question again?
I was just wondering about your radio work. You're working now yet, and where you all been, where you've all started?
Well, I started in Green Bay with the radio or the TV announcer with the Dick Rogers band back then. He and I started a radio show, the first one out of Green Bay, and it ran for several years, and then I eventually bounced around to other stations in the Fox Valley as the station management changed and went away from polkas and went to more country western. So I just found a station that liked polkas, and I just kept in it for 51 years. Last year, the city of Ripon, forgive me for tooting my own horn here.
No, that's all right.
The city of Ripon proclaimed the second, or is it the third? The third Saturday of every February, now and forever, even though I'm not passed away, Tuba-Dan Day.
Oh, nice.
Because between Ripon Good Cookies and Tuba-Dan Band, we put Ripon on the map.
Well, good for you.
So it's a Saturday afternoon festival. It's more like a winter carnival. Danny's band, Copperbox, Dan Jr., his band will play, and they have some other music. And the freak to the community, just coming to a heated big tent. There's seating and free parking, and the merchants stay open. And it's a big kind of like a free-for-all because they call it Polkas on Ice is the actually thing, and they call it Tuba-Dan Polkas on Ice. And that's what it is. So there you go. That'd be my 51st year, and I'm very happy. We're on Wednesday nights off our little farm station. We're on the Internet, too, like you. And our station is on from 5:30 to 7:30 Wednesday nights, 7 to 9 a.m. Saturday mornings, and 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. So morning.
And you do all those shows?
Yeah, we do all these shows.
And you do them live?
And when the weather is nice, our radio station like yours, because I did visit you about, what, 2-3 years ago,
yep,
which was a lot of fun. We got to do that again.
Yeah, so yeah.
That was a hoot. Yeah. That was a real hoot. Man, I enjoyed seeing you guys. You're much taller than your voice is on the radio.
Okay.
I got to get some, see if you cut any fingers off of the meat market.
Yeah, nope, we're still intact.
I cut all your digits. Anyway, we're on Wednesday. We record a lot of our shows because, like your station, it's out in the country.
Yep.
And if we get a good blizzard or something, the roads plug up pretty quick.
Uh-huh.
So we watch the weather satellite. Corky is my co-host, and she's a real sweetheart. And we call her the little polka princess over here. And she takes requests and does some of the ads with me and have a real blast. She doesn't miss a show, but we record them during the day, during the week, and then just put them on a computer chip. And it sounds like we're really there.
Yep.
But a lot of people have to hear my voice, know that I'm totally not really there. If you know what I mean.
Golly. Yeah, talk a little bit about the family there. You've got your wife, Corky, but you've got some kids, and boy, they are all musically talented, too. Where'd that all come from, huh?
I don't have a clue. I'm on the mail route one day or something. I don't. Something. The mailman must have stopped in, but the only problem is that I am my own mailman.
Oh.
So, I mean, I stop here, so I guess it is what it is. We have two sons that are in the music industry. Our oldest son, Danny, runs Copperbox. And David, our youngest son, we had a boy, girl, boy, girl. David's still in the industry. He's used to be the high school band director in Winneconne, which is like 25 miles north of us, as a crow flies. And he gave that job up to be the tech support technician for the whole school district.
Oh, wow.
Less hours, more pay, and plus more time for his family and the band that he plays in. When you're not the band director, you don't have to be there for rehearsals and marching and concerts and stuff like that.
For sure.
But that's what he went to college for, was to be that technical support guy for the district. He's working on his doctorate to become a school superintendent.
Okay.
And then there's Danny, who's a little older than he, yeah, superintendent. And Danny is, runs Copperbox and is a band technician. He went to Red Wing, Minnesota, to fix band instruments. And he works for, what is it, 12 different school districts fixing band instruments and concertinas through the Midwest and accordions and button boxes, and even worked on Molly B, I think Larry Rizavi's boxes, and Brian Briggins, Gary, everybody, anybody plays a box, and he sent it to Junior.
Wow.
So he's busy with that, and, you know, plus with his band, they're playing like, when the weather gets nice, there's like four or five nights a week they're on the road.
Sure.
Yeah, but our daughters don't play. They used to in high school.
Uh-huh.
They played with our earlier, the Tuba Dan Polklanders band, but that was for a short stint.
Okay.
Until they found out boys, and that ended that.
Oh, yeah.
And we got 13 grandkids.
I was just going to ask. That means you must have some grandkids. So 13 of them. Good for you. Any music in any of those?
Yes, quite a few of them. Let's see here. Between sax and clarinet, flute, let's see here, a lot of string, cellos and stuff like for the kids that live down in Milwaukee. You know, it's a funny thing down in Milwaukee, they don't have any polka bands in the school system. They have the string instruments, you know, like
sure,
cellos and violins. So three of our grandkids from down in Milwaukee, that's what they learned to play. And I'm working on it. Now, don't hold me to this, but I would love to get Danny and Dave, because they write music, to write some compositions, some old Czech songs, and incorporate our other grandkids on strings with the brass.
Oh, yes. That would be interesting.
See how that flips out, you know?
Sure, absolutely.
But well, that's how it is.
Great.
The younger ones haven't gotten old enough to play it. David's kids are playing piano. You know, they're like, what, sixth grade, and one's writing music and playing bass guitar already and playing piano and trumpet. I mean, these kids are so young, I couldn't even move my high chair up to the table when I was that age. But, you know.
That's right. I'm going to steer you back to the radio work. You've obviously got a passion for music, and radio would just come natural. What do you like to play? I mean, obviously, you've got great music recorded with the Tuba Dan Band, but you know how it is. People turn you off pretty quick if you beat your own drum too much. So who do you like to pick off the shelf? What kind of music, what's your favorite? You go for the older stuff? You like the newer Carl or Gary or Brian and that stuff? Or what's in your heart?
I'll tell you, in all honesty, I like the stuff you sent me, some of the stuff you put together. I like Tony Wolf and Betty. I play a lot of Brian and Carl and Gary. Eddie Blazonchik. I try to mix it up a little bit, some Slovenian music. You know, in a two-hour show, let's say on a Wednesday or Saturday, which is mostly polkas, because Sunday's only a half an hour. We call it our mini polka fest. We'll try to hit everybody. We'll play one song by us. Then everybody else gets a shot at it. I don't believe in playing our song, one of our music, every other song, because I know who I am. I know where I came from, but it's these other guys that have put out the music. We have a segment called Out of the Time Capsule.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll go back, and Craig will talk a little bit about, we'll play a song by Six Fat Dutchmen, or then we'll play a song by Elmer Scheid, or Fez Fitchy, or Tony and Betty, or the Blue Banners. I mean, the list is long. And there's a lot of great music, the Nissels and Larry Rizavik. I mean, those are all great bands from your era over there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have our Wisconsin Dutchmen and Dorschner and Don Schleiss and all these Czech bands. Then you got Milwaukee and northern Wisconsin and lower Michigan or out on the East Coast. But we're not so much Polish. Maybe we play one or two Polish songs in a two-hour shift. That is it. Sometimes just one. But it's Dutchman, German, Czech, and Slovenian, because that's predominantly heavy, concentrated ethnicity in our area.
Well, that sounds like our area, too. I had Eddie Blazonchik on here a while back and featured some of his music. And I did get a couple calls because our people just aren't into that Polish quite as much. We've got little pockets here. We had a little community north of us here, St. Anna. That ballroom, they used to have the Jolly Brothers come in and some of the other Polish bands, Brzezinski's and them, and they would just pack the house. And but that's all, you know, bygones now. And not so many of those people still here. And so the majority of people, they really like the local bands, Jolly Fishermen, Deutschmeisters, Graniteers, all that type of stuff. And then they do like their New Ulm Dutchman-style music, too. And, of course, the Wisconsin music, Ray Conkle, and like you mentioned, Ray Dorschner, all of those bands are really, really widely accepted around here. So I was just curious.
It's like you say, Si, though, you know, around here, because we're local and we have our own radio show, a lot of bands don't have that luxury of having their own media where they can promote themselves. But I don't just promote myself, I do everybody else. But when we play a function here, we'll get a decent crowd. But if another band comes in from another area that the people don't know, you know, they can't draw flies. And I'm sorry that that happens. It's just that people just, you know, they got their favorites, and you're a local.
Yep.
And it's just the way it happens. I don't know why.
It's all about name recognition. I mean, you mentioned Six Fat Dutchmen or Whoopi John. People, almost everybody, even the younger generation, still have heard, somehow they've heard about Whoopi John. But now you mentioned, I can't think of just a lesser name, but you know, you mentioned one of these bands that might be currently playing, and they say, who is that? You know, even like, say, like a good band like the Swiss Boys, the New Jolly Swiss Boys or so, didn't get the popularity that some of the other bands had. And boy, I love listening to their music. Kevin Liss was a great concertina player. They don't get the notoriety that some of the, you know, the bigger bands had, so...
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And, of course, Fez, you know, some of these bands were characters, too. I mean, there you could really go on a tangent, I'm sure. Fez and, Harold, you know, and even Elmer. Man, these guys used to get together at 2, 3 in the afternoon downtown New Ulm before they were playing a job that night. And so people just looked forward to seeing those guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not enough of that camaraderie anymore.
Yeah, isn't that true? I mean, they were competitors of sorts, but yet they'd all get together and buy each other a drink or whatever before they'd go out playing for the evening. So, yeah.
That was nice.
Great times. Well, Dan, we just about run out of time. I got to save a little time to play some of your music. I always ask you for a good memory, and you've told a few stories already, but you got one up your sleeve that they haven't heard yet?
Mean a joke?
Well, a joke or a memory. You know, some people talk about their awards, and I'm sure you've got a few of those in the closet. You know, sometimes there's memories getting stuck in a snowstorm or having the wheels stole off the vehicle while you're playing, or any good, bad, or otherwise memories that you might have.
Yeah, well, one time we were supposed to play in Apache Junction, Arizona.
Okay.
Which is a far hike. And on a Sunday afternoon in February, right around this time of the year, in fact, this is about 20 years ago, we had a van, an 8-passenger customized van, pulled a trailer. We played in just west of Stevens Point, out in the Boonies, old country ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
Had a decent crowd, really good crowd. But while we were playing, it started to drizzle. So we're leaving from the job from the other side of Point, going to come into Point, take the main highway, straight south through Madison, go through Illinois, heading down to Arizona. We were all packed luggage, the whole band, et cetera, right from the job. Well, we traveled 20-some miles coming east towards Point from that job.
Uh-huh.
We get on the superhighway, and I'm cooking down the 70-mile-an-hour highway, and I said, why the heck are all these cars in the ditch? Come to find out, it was all black ice, and I'm going 70 down the highway. Whoa! That guy may be off in a hurry. You don't slam on the brakes, you just ease off on the gas.
Yeah.
It took us like forever to get to Apache Junction, but, you know, that's like a 26-hour drive nonstop.
Oh, my. And that was with which band were you with at that time?
That was my band.
That was your band. Okay.
Yeah. But there's a lot of stuff. I started writing a book. I don't know if anybody, mostly bathroom reading stuff. You just read it in the manual. The thing is, but I got a story for you. It was so cold last week down here, Si. I saw two lawyers with their hands in their own pockets.
Yep, that's pretty cold.
Now, before I go, I want to thank you and everybody at St. Joe's at that meat market. And I want to urge all of your listeners to get over there, get your buns over there, and get your wieners and everything, and stock up for the Super Bowl game. And I hope whichever team you're backing. I wish the Vikings were in it.
Yeah.
And the Packers.
Oh,
it
man.
Been fun.
Yep. They kind of backed out on us both this year. The Vikings, of course, didn't make the big dance. And, of course, the Packers, well, they had the week off and they got too rested, and it didn't work out for them either. But but it's always still a fun time, no matter what. If you're a football fan at all, it's fun to see whoever. And, the Bengals this year, I think they're going to be the charming one, you know,
Cinderella
team. That's the word I'm looking for. Yep. They haven't been there, 30-some years? And so they're kind of the fans' favorite, I think. But there's a lot of people looking for the Rams, too. They haven't been there for a few years. So it should be a good contest. We're looking forward to it.
Before we go, Corky says, say hello to Cy and all your listeners. Corky says hi.
Well, so, very good. We wish the same back. You know, one question I did forget to ask you before I let you go, and that is, I like to always ask musicians, somebody that's as notable as you, who you looked up to. Because, I mean, you're a humble man. You always say you're not the best bass horn player out there. But who did you like to listen to?
On bass horn?
On bass horn, yeah.
Their comic from Side.
Oh, really? He was the best, huh?
Yeah, in my book, he was the best. And, you know, later on in years before he passed away, he came to see us, and I didn't recognize him. He's standing right behind me. And I turned around and saw this guy. I said, do you like poker? Oh, I like him a lot. I said, oh, do you play? Yeah, I play tuba. I said, no kidding. I says, nice to meet you. He said, Derek Comic. I said, well, I'll be damned. I said, I'm one of your biggest fans. We had the nicest talk, and we kind of like a mutual admiration society. And between him and Roman Rezac, they were both standing together that day. What a blast.
Gosh.
Fun.
I think I've done that maneuver a couple of times too, and I'm looking around for a gopher hole to crawl into because I was sure I was going to fit in it.
You know, I enjoy these little conversations. I wish you lived across the road so I could come over and drink your beer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, Dan. I really want to thank you once again. Take this opportunity to thank you for joining us. And good Lord willing, and he has been. I mean, we've done this a couple of times, so we'll do it again. How's that, Dan?
God bless you. To all of your friends over in the nursing homes, too, in the nursing care facilities. God bless you. Thanks,
Mike. You bet. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, Dan.
Okay, thanks.
There he goes, Dan Jurabik, Tuba Dan, our 408th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Tuba Dan Band in just moments. We'll be right back. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musician Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 408th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And what a great guest. Yes, Tuba Dan out of Ripon, Wisconsin. Good friend and a radio personality such as myself. I mean, I'm not even in the same league as Tuba Dan. He's been doing it for 51 years, he was telling us. And man, oh man, the stories he can tell and the experience that he's had. Played with the Dick Rogers Band. My goodness, probably as well-known a band as you can find. Was on 26 different stations at one time. So, really neat. So, enjoyed that very much. Well, with that, we're going to get right into the music of Tuba Dan and the Tuba Dan Band. And let's see once, where do we want to start here? I didn't pull anything up. To begin with, so I was going to have this all lined up. And here we go. This is the one I wanted to start with. This one comes off of their CD, and they've got a number of CDs that they've recorded over the years. This is the Tuba Dan Family Band, and let's see if there's a date on this one. Yes, 2005 they released this CD. It's their number one selection on that CD, one called the Round and Round Polka. Really like this one. The Tuba Dan Band with the Round and Round Polka, coming off of their Tuba Dan Family Band CD that was released back in 2005. Here's another selection off of that particular CD, one called Behind the Blacksmith's Shop Waltz. Thank you. The Tuba Dan Band and one called the Behind the Blacksmith Shop Waltz. Some good stuff for you there. Right now, we're going to continue on that CD. And here's one called the Horse Gate Polka. Tuba Dan. And that's one called the Horse Gate Polka, Tuba Dan and the Family Band there. And one more off of that CD, and we're going to do this one. It's one called Go to Sleep, My Children, Waltz. Thank you. Isn't that pretty? One called Go to Sleep, My Children Waltz, Tuba Dan and their family band. 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 11 degrees our current temperature here in Albany as we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over there at Freeport. And yes, the traveling season is about to begin, so they're talking about Footloose, the big musical down at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Jeannie B's is going to be going to that, and that's going to be on Saturday, February 26th, matinee luncheon. You can enjoy this top-notch performance and the luncheon of your choice. So, now, there was limited seating the last I had heard from Jeannie, so there's always that chance that they might have filled up. But give her a call just the same. Jeannie always likes to visit with you. Her phone number, 320-345-1581. And there's going to be treats and door prizes on the coach. So invite your friends and call Jeannie B's Tours. Again, limited seats for that. Now, they're going to be doing their winter meet and greets, and that's all going to start now in February. February 25th, they're going to be at Jill's Cafe. And that's going to be from 9 until 10:30. And then from 1:30 till 3 on the 25th, they're going to be at Kay's Kitchen in St. Joe. Also, on Friday, March 4th, they're going to be at Charlie's Cafe. That's going to be from 8:30 till 10. And then from 11 till 1, they'll be at Jitters in Sox Center. And then the travel show day, Tuesday, March 1st, is going to be 9 to 11 at Charlie's Cafe. And then again, from 1 to 3, on that same day at Neighbors Route 75 in St. Joe. And there'll be a slide presentation for the Canadian Rockies and Glacier National Park trip. And so, yeah, lots of information and early bird discounts at this show as well. So you might want to mark that down. Again, that's March 1st and also February 25th and March 4th. All those days are meet and greet travel shows. All right. So lots more trips to talk about, and of course we'll be doing that in the upcoming weeks. What else does Jeannie have to say here? I'm just scanning through what she all sent me. She's going to be doing the Slots of Luck Fun for You in 22, and that cost is just $119 per person for a double room, and that's to Jackpot Junction. That's going to be on Sunday, February 28th. Leave at noon and return approximately 5:30 p.m. on Monday, the 28th. Also, keep in mind that Lenten Journey, the Ark Encounter Experience, April 3rd through the 8th. That's one that my wife and I will be on, and that should be a fun trip. There are still seats available. Time is running short. The tour includes 5 nights lodging, deluxe motor coach guide. You're going to see the Fair Oaks Dairy Tour, voted an absolute favorite. Overnight stay with guided tours by guests on Jeannie B's past Ark Encounter tours. Going to get 8 meals included in this, all admissions on the itinerary. See the Wisconsin Dells Cheese House, the Ho-Chunk Casino lodging on the final evening, prizes and treats all included. The Ark and Creation Museum tour and so much more. Again, that's on this is on the You Must See list, tour list, and on the top 10 list of USA Motor Coach destinations. So for any or all of these trips that we've talked about, give Jeannie a call. Her phone number, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours, yes, proudly sponsoring our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of the Tuba Dan Band. Here's one from one of his earlier CDs, one called Drifting and Dreaming. Tuba Dan. Tuba Dan Band off of their CD, one called the Tuba Dan Band, Tuberific is the name of that CD. Great, great song. Here's another one that Dan recorded and didn't come up in the interview, but he had the most respect for the Jolly Lumberjacks Band, and the Jolly Lumberjacks had this one recorded. It's one called the Kiss Polka. Here is Tuba Dan's rendition of the Kiss Polka.
Say good night. Just one more kiss, it will be all right. I used to sing my favorite song, but now I polka all night long.
Good number there, one by Tuba Dan Family Band, one called the Kiss Polka. Comes off of their Rip and Gold Old Time CD. And that one, let's see if it says when that one was released. I think that was their latest one. The recording began in 2010, and it doesn't say when exactly it was released, but sometime in after 2010, it's... nice picture of the Tuba Dan Family Band of their younger years when the kids were all grade school age or so. Nice picture on the front. A lot of the Dan's CDs are out of print already, not available anymore, but that one I still have a few left of yet. So Tuba Dan ripping good old time. Here's one more off of that CD, one called Cottage Under the Mountains. Thank you. Tuba Dan Family Band. Boy, such easy listening music. One called Cottage Under the Mountain Waltz. Here's a nice polka tune. One called the Lisaka Polka, sometimes known as the Woodland Polka. Tuba Dan Band with one called the Lisaka Polka, probably better known as the Woodland Polka. Here's another nice polka tune, one called Rain Over Mishicot Polka.
Thank you.
The Tuba Dan Band with one called the Rain Over Mishicot Polka. Going to squeeze one more in here yet for you. Another great old-time polka. It's a quick one. One called the Dix Polka. Oh, yes, there's a good one for you. One called the Dix Polka, the Tuba Dan Band. That'll get the old pacemaker jumping for sure. We're coming up on 3 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Dan tells me this is the only song they ever left him sing. It's off of one of his CDs. It's one called May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You, a nice gospel arrangement by the Tuba Dan Band.
Shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows, never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
There he goes, the Tuba Dan Band. May the good Lord bless and keep you. Nice, nice arrangement there. Tuba Dan himself singing the second part, his son singing the first part, and then harmonizing together. Great, great arrangement coming off of their ripping good old time music. And that wraps up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Running a little overtime today, 7 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock. And I just have to tell you, I hope you enjoyed the program as much as I enjoy putting it together. I could go all afternoon, honestly. Just really enjoy great bands like this and a great guest, a great interview with Tuba Dan there. So it's just really a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed it.